Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 568. It's the 25th of August, 2016. On the podcast today, I have CEO of CloudTag, the CTAG ticker, Amit Ben-Haim. Now listen, if you've not heard of this company, I've got to point out, it is a hugely popular company. And I would say probably in the top five of the companies I've interviewed have generated this kind of interest. And I put a survey out there to ask questions to Amit, and I had to shut the survey down. I've only done this three times since I've been doing the podcast. So it just shows you how popular. And even over the last 24 hours, I've gained, I'd say, around about 50 new followers on Twitter just because I'm interviewing this company. So you can see it's got a lot of traction here. And I'd say, genuinely, just due to the level of interest, I would put this company on your Vox Markets watch list. And all you need to do is, click, search for CloudTag on Vox Markets and hit follow. And then you get RNSs sent straight to the front screen of your phone whenever CloudTag releases an RNS, within seconds. So you'll always be up to date with the company. And talking of watch lists, today's suggested one for your watch list, submitted by Johnny, is SigmaRoc, ticker SRC. And I'll read out the reasons why Johnny has suggested you put this in your watch list in a few minutes.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of CloudTag, that's ticker CTAG, Amit Ben-Haim. Amit, thank you very much for coming on.
Good morning, Justin. Pleasure.
I've got to say, you've got a very popular company there. And I've had an amazing amount of emails and tweets and questions submitted. In fact, I had to shut the survey down, the question survey, because there was too many coming through. So listen, we'll get to the questions in a second. But before we get to that, Amit, could you please, for people who are not aware of CloudTag, tell us in about a minute what CloudTag is all about, please?
Well, CloudTag was admitted to the A market some time ago. The four main missions of the company is to deliver personal medical quality data in a simple and meaningful manner to the consumer market, to provide relevant data through the management service to the user needs and goals and personalized feedback while supporting specific lifestyle, to be the trusted company for sensitive personal data, and to support users' healthcare needs by connecting society with care providers while enshrining their privacy.
Okay, and you're doing this by a product launch that is wearable fitness trackable technology, is that right?
We are an IoT, digital health company, mm-hmm. And the first device is most accurate heart rate ECG electrodes, mm-hmm. and this will be in the first product. This market sector focus is the weight loss, which is the largest within the wellness, and it is the market that needs the most relevant data in order to enable them to reach the goals they wish, which is how many kilograms they want to shed off and by when.
Okay, excellent stuff. Well, let's go into some of the questions. This is from people who've got in contact. So first and foremost, when is the actual product launching?
Well, the company continues to be on track for the launch. But as stated before in my other broadcasts and RNSs, we are working with different retailers and e-tailers in different jurisdictions concerning their respected exclusive launch date, and which you can appreciate. I wouldn't be able to divulge.
Okay,
but it is imminent and it's soon.
Yes, but are you still on? Because I know it's at this consumer, or CES it's now called, Consumer Show in January 2007. You're showing the product there, are you? Is that right?
CES, we will be indeed in exhibiting at CES 2017, but I cannot reveal what we'll be showing. But just to say that we have taken a very large stand in the middle of the wearable hall. And of course, the product that will go into the market will be there amongst other products.
Okay, marvelous. Now, a lot of people are saying, and I think yourself are saying CloudTag is a game changer due to its accuracy. So can you explain, so why is it more accurate than sort of other fitness trackers?
I think the accuracy is built on four main pillars. And I think the first one is medical-grade contact ECG electrodes, utilizing two leads, as opposed to if you were to go to a hospital and undergo an ECG test, you will have seen that your body is covered with 12 leads. Mm-hmm. We have tested our product against a 12 leads ECG machine, and the comparable accuracy to the gold standard of ECG machine is 98% to 99%. These tests obviously were done by Essex University Sport and Science Lab and published on our website and RNS on September 2015. So that's the main one. Number two, the second pillar, I think, is more than 10 years of research by our technology. One of our shareholders, who is an applied medical and nanotechnology research institute, that brought the specific algorithms that take, you know, our accurate heart rate and delivers to us the most accurate energy expenditure, kilocalories. Yet again, that was tested in the same time in September 2015. And the correlation to a medical device machine, which is called CPX, was again in the highest part of the 90s. The third point, again, this is the accuracy of the energy expenditure, as I said. And because we are utilizing a real heart rate trace signal, and variable heart rate, we are able to build a cardiovascular picture of the person in question as opposed to statistics. So we're actually drilling down to the exact person and the way they burn calories. And the more they train, the leaner they become, and then obviously the higher burn rate they have on the kind of exercises.
Okay.
The fourth one, and just allow me to finish it, is that the device, obviously the device itself, the electrodes are worn on the upper left torso, where it is the real place to take a heart rate.
Okay, so I've been on your website and I've seen the device, and you can put it on two areas. Correct me if I'm wrong, obviously. So you can wear it on your wrist, or you can put it in there in that what's the little device called you attach to your T-shirt? What's that called?
The track.
Yeah. So do leads come off this, or is
No, not at all. The device itself is about 8 centimeters long.
Yeah.
Has two electrodes in it and grounds, of course, mm-hmm. and that is attached to the garment, whether it is a sport bra or a T-shirt or whatever, on the upper left torso. That takes the heart rate reading during the exercise. Mm-hmm. Once you finish the exercise, you take the smart brain, the little pill, and stick it back on your wrist in order to continue and monitor your the daily routine, where you're at the office or you walk into the bus stop to the underground, you know, jogging perhaps in the afternoon. Then you would put it back on your chest, or cycling. We keep on monitoring you truly 24 hours, so we don't lose any time for you taking the device and charging it, because the actual track is actually charging the smart brains, which is the pill. So as you are training, you are charging your device.
Yeah, okay. So with an ECG, like you said, you get things pretty much, if people go for an ECG, the contact is very close. So they put a patch, stick a patch in something. Sometimes they shave hair and they stick patches on you. Now, how are you achieving that closeness of contact with the BeatSmart thing? Because if it's attached to a bra or a T-shirt, won't that come away from your chest a bit?
So currently, obviously, the electrodes that we have are contact. So they have to touch the skin. But we don't need gel, and we don't need you to shave, God forbid, and it doesn't leave any marks on your body. So that's the sensitivity of our electrodes. Now, obviously, getting a sensitivity, you might also get a lot of false signals. And that's the other side of us, the algorithms that we have, machine learning that we have, sensor fusion system that we have. So we correlate data from different sensors on your body to make sure that what we get is the most accurate level. And that's part of, you know, who we are and why we are so special.
Yeah, so even if it's attached to, say, my T-shirt, and I'm running and it's bouncing a bit, it's not in contact with my chest, it will still give accurate readings, is that right?
It will continue and give readings so long as the device is getting contact to your skin. So yes, indeed, normal jogging, and it is say a T-shirt as opposed to a compression T-shirt or a sport bra, which is obviously closer pressurized against the body. There will be perhaps a momentary or a second of a loss of a signal, but then again, no one is watching their heart rate on a second per second, you know. So that's, from that point of view, we will always be able to give you the most accurate reading during that exercise of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, so, but if it's really close to the chest, or, you know, the better the reading, I suppose, is that the case? If it can stay on the chest without moving around, it's better, I suppose, isn't it? So, okay, so next question anyway. Most of your competitors have screens. Why doesn't your product have a screen?
Well, we completed extensive user testing, and the overriding feedback was that users wanted a glanceability. So they could check progress, but they don't really want a screen. They don't want to follow the heart rate every moment when they sit in the office, when they go to the restaurant. And this allowed us to focus on the design to create a sleek, desirable wearable, but without highlighting the fact it was a wearable tracker. You know, for all purposes, if somebody, you know, sitting in front of you, you could see, you know, heart rate is coming or steps are coming. This is not really in line with what people want.
Oh, okay. And so did you, so you've obviously done sort of lots of field surveys and stuff like that.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed. So we are given an idea where you are by pressing a button. And you get a track illuminated by light. And if you have done half of what you have suggested today to be your goal, you'll see half of the track illuminated. Mm. If you have achieved it all, it will be fully illuminated. So then you know where you are versus the goals you've set up for that day. It could be calories burned, could be steps, could be time of jogging. You decide what you want to do. We'll go with it and help you to manage it.
Yeah, and of course, I'll link to the app so you can check more in detail there, I suppose. Okay, next question.
Sure.
I don't know, like I said, I don't know if you can answer all these, but where are you looking to launch geographically?
Well, as I mentioned before, we are after the largest markets, USA, UK, and Germany. Mm-hmm. This is our focus, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay. I know you can't answer this because you said, can you confirm any retailers that will be selling the product? That's another question submitted.
Disclosure to the market, everybody knows about Second Chance, one of our UK distributors, and Cities in the United States. It's not a secret that Cities' biggest retailers' clients are Best Buy, Target, Amazon Online, Walmart. And conversely, Second Chance have M&S, Argos, Carphone Warehouse, Dixon, I mean, Otto and Karlstadt in Germany. You know, these are names that we have already discussed in the past, and these are people that obviously are in discussions with.
Marvelous. Next question is, looking forward, what's your 2-year plan?
Ooh, that's too long. I would like to compress it into 1 year.
Go for it.
As you know, my kind of, you know, my track record. You know, we are building building a business which is resting on two main areas: the B2C and the B2B. We are obviously making huge strides into those markets, both in the B2B and the B2C. I am, as I mentioned before, on a recruitment spree of people who can fill in the void that I'm creating by pushing the company very fast. I mentioned before that we're opening an office in the United States. We are currently in discussion with a few agencies, and we're trying to see where we get the best offer to locate our operation. Product development, technology, I think we have an amazing team, amazing CTO, and together with him, I am working on far-reaching new technologies to address people's modern lifestyle. On the creative side, we recruited Pete, and Pete came from Microsoft Nokia, head of design for the mobile telephones. Pete created for us over 1 week a whole creative design team, so we close the gap very quickly. Of course, execution will be done by agencies, but all work will be done in-house. And at the same time, share price is important. I need to protect and improve the returns of my shareholders and people who put trust in me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Wearable fitness trackers is a busy market with some massive players, including Apple, Microsoft, Fitbit, Garmin, Nike, etc. How can you compete with their marketing budget, etc.?
So, I think as of last year, when we launched the product, I made it very clear that the product offering is focused towards the weight loss segment of the market. This is a unique proposition in the wearable market. And to date, we are the only company that offers specific device and management service to the weight loss community, which is the largest portion within the wellness sector. As such, it does not go toe-to-toe with other players in this market, and is one of the key reasons that retailers such as Best Buy and others are interested to list our product, as it does not cannibalize their existing sales and of wearables. So in a way, we are creating a new market vector, and no one is there at this stage.
Yeah, like you said, it's a fast growing market though, and if the big players see you carving out a little niche for yourself there, how do you protect your market share there?
This is a kind of, you know, very, very important question. I think, like all my pedigree companies, most important is technology which we can register patents. So we have patent applications, design registration, unique algorithms, and the specialties, the people that we have who can think outside the box. I think this is the first barrier. We are currently first mover into this sector, and I think this is giving us a time advantage over others, including the patent applications, unique designs that I believe that will allow us to not only master a better gross margins that anyone else in the market is facing now, but obviously to enjoy exclusivity by default.
Yeah. Okay, well, talking about margin, the next question is, what's the anticipated margin on each unit?
Oh, Justin. while I can't talk about specifics in relation to the unit margins, I should point out that CloudTag has both the device sales and the subscription in-app sales. This is a key to the business model and significantly increases the revenue per customer. Now, going a bit more specific to what you're asking, the way we see the B2C market is that it is a consumer goods, and as such, the price needs to be low to attract the mass. And we are aiming to service people's needs, and as such, will not put them out of reach by hiking the recommended retail price. And I think from that point of view, as we are homing on a unique sector, the gross margins that we will be achieving are far better than what is known to be now in the market, because the only thing that's going to happen now in the mass market with one device good for everybody is that the cost of acquisition is going higher. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to achieve, to reduce it for us by going after a unique sector that no one is there.
Okay, next question. Mass production will cost a lot of money. Will this be funded via the market, or do you intend to have debt-based financing in place for this?
Well, first, to date, you've seen that I've been able to raise money single-handedly, always at a premium. And we have sufficient people who are, and institutions who are knocking on the door offering us whether debt facility against manufacturing, trade financing. We will use a matrix, but again, the most important part is anti-dilution for shareholders. Okay. That's what I will be always forefront of my mind, bearing in mind the fast growth that I'm anticipating for CloudTag in the next 12 months.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. Okay, nearly there. Three questions left. Will there be an API SDK to allow other apps to access the data? And in brackets, very important.
Yes, We will allow other apps to partner with CloudTag's device and the app, of course. For example, if you use your favorite cycling app while wearing our CloudTag track, we will be able to integrate the two. Mm-hmm. However, again, the sensitivity for me is the privacy of the data of the user. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we want to be able to protect that data, and hence we need to have certain relationships that will enshrine that the data stays with us, yes, as opposed to goes to third parties that we have no control. Okay. So these are kind of, preconditions of doing that.
Yeah, okay. Will it be organic growth or take on a partner licensing other form of deal?
I think I sketched it rather carefully in the first questions of yours, and I'm of the opinion that we have cutting-edge technologies for the current state of play, and further two new technologies going forward addressing modern way of people's living. I will consider accelerated growth where I can see a unique sector-focused market layer. As I mentioned, as going forward, cost of acquisition will only go higher, and thus sector focus is a must in this kind of industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the last question, which is a biggie, I suppose. If the public don't buy it, what's plan B?
Well, to date, we have not been turned away by any retailers or e-tailers, so we are focused on marketing support to our partners going forward for the launch.
Excellent stuff. Well, that's all the questions, Amit. Thanks very much for doing that. But for in a reminder and a summary, if you could think of three reasons why an investor should put CloudTag on their Vox Markets watch list, please. If you could do that in three bullet points, please.
First of all, this is a ECG pedigree medical quality device. So there's a very big difference between our capabilities of getting data. We are a device and a service management company. So again, it's in the highest part of threshold to get into this kind of market. Digital health and wearables are the fastest growing sectors in technology, with year-to-year growth exceeding 172% from 2014 to 15, for example, and predicted to reach over $40 billion market by 2020. And last but not least, I think, we are a fast-moving company and the only publicly listed UK company in the digital health and the wearable technology market. I hope I've answered all your questions.
Marvellous. Listen, Amit, thank you very much for coming on. And I know a lot of people will be looking forward to hearing this interview. Thanks very much. Hopefully speak again soon in the not-too-distant future.
Many thanks, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets website in the last 24 hours. Like I said, a huge measure of sentiment. If you see a company appearing in this list, several times over the next few days, just worth putting on your watch list. Do some research on it, because it's a measure of sentiment. And on AIM, that's 9/10 of the law. News and sentiment, pretty much. Okay, at five, down from four yesterday, Bell Zone Mining, BZM. News out today. At four, MySquare. It's been number one, I think, the last 2 days. It's been doing very well as well, share price-wise. At three, it's a new entry. It's CloudTag, CTAG. At two, Tuluu Energy. Just check out the sheer performance of that last 3 days. And that's been, what was that? That was number five yesterday, up the chart today. And at number one, some good news out in the last 3 days from Challenger Acquisitions, CHAL. By all means, listen. Click on any of these. If you go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, and you can click on any of these and just hit follow on one of those, and you will receive RNSs straight to the front screen of your phone, your smartphone, not a dumb phone, when the company releases them. And talking about watch lists, of course, Johnny has suggested today that this company is one for your watch list. It's called Sigma Rock, ticker SRC. What does the company do? It's a construction materials company focusing on frontier and niche markets and sectors. How many shares does the company have in issue? 270 million. What's the current price and market cap? Now, this has gone up. I had to adjust this already. This has gone up today. It's quite up strongly, I think. Let's have a check. SRC. Let me just type this into Vox, and I'll give you the actual market cap. So I knew it went up yesterday. It's up by nearly 15%, 14.5% a day already. So that's Sigma Rock, anyway. So it is priced, by the way, 0.275 pence. Market cap, only 740,000. It was 650,000 yesterday. Okay, what revenue and profit did the company make? None. No revenue at the moment. It's a new reverse takeover of an AIM cash shell. How much cash or debt does the company have? Around about £500,000 in cash, no debt. There's three reasons why you think this company has has potential, and therefore you should put it on your Vox Markets watch list. Number one, Sigma Rock is led by a team of industry veterans, including David Barrett, co-founder of London Concrete, the biggest concrete supplier in the capital, and is adopting a buy and build strategy, targeting companies that produce cement, concrete, aggregates, and other materials for construction firms. Number two, reason two, Sigma Rock intends to copy the success of the likes of Breedon Group, which floated in 2009, built up a portfolio of suppliers and is now valued at £1 billion, one of the largest companies on AIM. And reason three, Sigma Rock will target operating businesses that have a particular exposure to smaller emerging market countries, particularly in Africa, where construction growth is rapid and, given the timing, believe they are buying at the bottom of the cycle. So that's Sigma Rock, SRC ticker. And Johnny reckons you should put that on your watch list. Listen, you know, put it on your watch list by all means and do some research. Like, everything in this podcast is just information. That's all it is. There is no advice here to invest. So listen, do your own research, please. And that way, if it goes well, you know, it's all your credit, isn't it? Let's be honest. And the amount of tips in the past that I've just bought and lost, and then I feel angry because I've got to blame myself, really. Because, you know, I just followed blindly. It's always good to do your own research and go by gut. Do some research and then go by gut. And manage your risk very well. Never overexpose yourself in one stock. Okay, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciatus. And by the way, if you do have a company that you want to suggest for the watch list, just go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog and click the link there in one of my blog posts and submit the form. It takes about 5 minutes. Cheers. Muchos apreciatus.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.